Harper and Harper Audio present Rise of the School for Good and Evil by Soman Chanani, performed by Kit Young. The pen writes the new schoolmaster's name. But this time, it doesn't write one name. It writes two. The pen is called the Storian. Long and steel, sharp at both ends. It floats into the air over the two boys, its tip like an eye. Then it speaks. The voice warm and ageless. Neither male nor female. In exchange for immortality, in exchange for eternal youth, I choose you, two brothers, one for good, one for evil. Your loyalty to your blood greater than the loyalty to your side. As long as you love each other, the world stays in balance. Good and evil, brother and brother. But every schoolmaster faces a test. Yours is love. Betray that love and the test is failed. You will wither and die. You will be replaced. Raise your hands to seal this oath. The boys do. Twins who wear the same face. Rian, skin golden, hair wild, lifts his hand. The pen glows hot and slashes his palm, Rian crying out. Then Rafal, skin milky white, hair like silver spikes. It stabs his hand and Rafal doesn't flinch. The pen's glow fades, its steel growing cold. The twins glance at each other, burning with questions. But in the end, they ask only one. What happened to the last schoolmaster? The pen doesn't answer. Instead, a trembling voice rises from the shadows, a withered old man.
I failed, he says.
Part 1. Bad Magic. 1. If not for a boy named Aladdin, the School for Good and Evil might never have started kidnapping readers like you. You'd be safe in your beds, instead of stolen to a world where fairy tales come true for some and end in death for others. But Aladdin is where the tale starts. The tale of what happened between the schoolmasters, two brothers, good and evil, who ruled the legendary school. But Aladdin hasn't the faintest clue he's part of a larger story. He's too busy thinking about his magic lamp. He should have been working at his family's tailoring shop, but, like usual, he'd slipped away the moment his father turned his back, bounding off to Mahaba Market on the hunt for good fortune. Mahaba sparked him to life. The smells, the sounds, the girls. And an hour there was worth 1,000 days in his family shop. He knew he should work in the shop, of course, that a good boy would do as he's told. But tailors don't marry the Sultan's daughter, and that's what he dreamed of. A princess, and a crown, and the respect of the people. The kind of respect that no one gave him. Good morning, Raja. Busier than usual today. Aladdin greeted the fruit seller. Raja gave him a dirty look. Lovely day, Shilpa. Look at all the crowds, Aladdin said to the fish vendor. Shilpa spat in his direction. Shall we play a game of dice, Basu? Aladdin asked a skinny man at the corner. Basu fled. Aladdin sighed, his hands in the pockets of his ragged blue jacket. He had a reputation as a thief, cheat, and loiterer. But what choice did he have? He had no money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?